When Shoemaker High School held its graduation earlier this week, many proud parents could not be there. Shoemaker is in Killeen, Texas, not far from the Fort Hood military base. About one-fourth of the school's graduating seniors have a mother or father deployed in Iraq, more than 7,000 miles from high school pomp and circumstance. But this year, the military set up a satellite TV hookup so that some Shoemaker parents in Iraq could see their seniors graduate live. One soldier who took advantage of the offer was Sergeant Eugene Mont of the 1st Cavalry Division. His family calls him Gene. His stepson graduated this week and invited us to listen in on the celebration.
I go to Shoemaker High School. My name is Chris Hochstetler. Today I'll be going to graduation. I'm really excited because my dad, I wanted him to see it. He's my stepdad. I really look up to him and I really wanted him to see it. And once he was called off to war, I was like, well, you know, the one thing I wanted him to come to, he wasn't going to be able to. But he's going to be able to watch us from the satellite. They're going to be able to watch us live, and we're going to see them live. Well, I mean, it's going to be an emotional time. I mean, I haven't seen my dad since the first week in January. So, I mean, well, I've been praying every day that I'm not going to cry, that I'm going to go across smooth, and I'm just going to smile and be happy. He told me the other day, he called me, and he says, I want to do all the crying for you. Don't you cry when you go across that stage. So, I'm hoping I won't.
Good evening. Please rise for the posting of the colors by the Robert M. Shoemaker Jr. ROTC.
Forward! March!
I was 13 when they first got married. He became my dad just about as soon as I met him. We started spending a lot of time together, and we just got to know each other. Every Saturday night before he left, we would go midnight bowling. And we bowl for 2 hours for so much money, we get one lane. And we just bowl. And we talk. I'm used to him being home at night, and we used to... And when I would come in from work, we'd sit down and we'd talk a little while I was doing my homework. Well, when he wasn't here, I didn't have no one to talk to while I did my homework, so I kind of was like, I'm pretty tired, let me go to bed. And, you know, I kind of slacked on my homework, and my teacher started letting me know about it, and I was like, I gotta do it, I just gotta pretend like he's here talking to me, and I was like, I gotta straighten up, because what if Mom finds out and tells Dad, then he's gonna be worried.
Annalise Morales, father, Staff Sergeant Benjamin Morales, deployed in Iraq. Christopher Allen Hochstetler, stepfather, Sergeant Eugene Mont Jr., deployed in Iraq.
He's a Bradley mechanic with 1st Cavalry Division, and right now he's in Baghdad, and he stays there most of the time, but then they send him into the hotspot and stuff like that.
Deployed in Iraq.
Of course, I don't know what those are called. He just calls them the hotspots.
Stephen Ray.
I don't feel comfortable at all with him being there. I know that he can take care of himself. He's a big guy. He's bigger than I am. But I don't want him to be where he's going to be shot at and a chance of him getting killed. And I don't want nothing like that to happen.
For both you and your future generations, the decisions you make can dictate the direction of your life.
This year has been the year that we've had the most tension and stuff at school, the most fights. We've had a lot of students that didn't graduate this year because some students can't handle it. It's because of the war and because of so many people in our school are affected by people in the war.
Congratulations!
Thank you! How are you doing?
Wonderful. Love you.
This is my Grandma Hancock.
Very proud of this young man.
I didn't get to see him.
You didn't see him, we did.
No, because that's on stage.
Oh.
And you see how the screens are, you can't see. So I didn't get to see him, but that's all right. Having the feeling that my dad saw me grab the diploma was actually a good feeling.
I'm Jamie Mott, Chris Hostetler's mother. Chris has looked up to Gene for a while, and Gene has stepped in and took the role of his father because his biological dad really had no interest at all in him. But Gene has really took us under his wing, and he's been an awesome, awesome role model for these children. It takes a true man to take on a woman with 4 children and raise them as his own. And Gene has basically helped me turn my son into a man. My other 3 kids will be graduating soon, too. Hopefully he'll be here for theirs, or at least some of them. So.
This is Krista again, and after everyone's gotten their diploma, what they're going to do is they're going to have all the students that have parents overseas, they're going to have them all line up and do sort of a teleconference thing. We'll get to talk to my dad face to face.
He has some rules to tell us.
Oh, okay. Here's some rules to tell us real quick.
All right. Here's what to expect. When we take you in the actual video teleconference room, go ahead and sit down in the chairs. Across the room from you will be a TV. Is it your dad that's overseas?
Yeah.
You'll be able to see your dad on the TV. And there's a camera right next to the TV, so he'll be able to see all of you guys.
Can you take pictures?
You sure can. You can take pictures. Some people are taking pictures of them hugging the TV with their dad over there. You're going to have somewhere between 4 and 5 minutes, and then they'll drag him kicking and screaming out of that side, and we'll drag you kicking and screaming out of this side, and then we'll stick the next family in there.
All right.
So we have the rules now, and we're about to go in here and leave you behind.
We're not letting any media pass these doors right over here. That way the family has private time back in the back.
You need help, Grandma?
That was cool. We just got finished with the video conference, and we had to watch him go back out into the desert. It was a pretty hard thing. It was really amazing. I haven't seen him since January, and he's changed a little bit. Well, he doesn't have any hair. It's kind of hot over there, so I can just imagine why. He said that he saw me go up and grab my diploma and hug the principal, and then it started fading out, so... So that's all I wanted, was to make sure that he saw me. And now we're headed home.
Chris Hochstetler graduated earlier this week with honors from Shoemaker High School in Killeen, Texas.
I love you. I'm so proud of you. My big
Thank
boy.
You. Congratulations.
I can't believe it.
Thanks, man. Y'all be careful driving home.
In the fall, Chris hopes to go to college, and he hopes to be reunited with his stepfather, Sergeant Gene Mont, by January of next year. Our thanks to reporter Janet Heimlich for gathering sound for this story. You can see videos and photos of Shoemaker High School's graduation ceremony by going to our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.